in the Q&A session we had before Yom Tov, there were several questions that we didn't get to. A group of questions focused on the Avelis of the days of Sfira between Pesach and Shavuot, so I thought we'd focus our attention on this issue today. The Tur in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph writes, Nogim b'chol ha'makomos lo lisa isha ben Pesach la'atzeres, the minig in all makomos, all places, is not to get married between Pesach and Atzeres. Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away during that time, we're not marbe b'simcha, we don't add great enjoyment. And the Torah quotes from the Ritz Geis that this is dafka nisuin, dafka getting married, that's the ikka simcha, but la'aris ulakadei sheshaperdami, to get engaged, to do kiddushin, what they called in those times kiddushin, that's mutter. That's the basic minhag. The basic minhag avelus that exists b'imei ha-sfira is not to get married during this time. But then the tour in Sif Bey is quotes v'yesh makom shenagu shelo lehistaper. There are some places that also have a minhag not to take a haircut. Where is that from? The Beis Yosef says this is from the drasha of Rabbi Yosef ibn Shoaib, the drasha siyom rishon shel Pesach. That's the kind of drasha they were giving in those times. They gave a drasha that's the minig. Not that he was mechadesh this, but Rav Yosef ibn Shoaib gave a drasha that the minig is not to be mistaper, not to take a haircut during the days of Sfira. So that's another chelik of the minig. But it's not the ikka minig. The ikka minig is not to get married during this time. Then there was an extra minig that was added, not to shave either, not to take a haircut. The question is, regarding this issa, so to speak, this din avelus of not taking a haircut during the days of Sfira, is there any kind of cool, is there any leniency? It's an issa across the board, or is there any makom, any circumstance which perhaps one might be able to be mekel? Let's say a person is going to work during that time. Could he be mekel? L'chvot Shabbos, could he be mekel? There are circumstances where we do recognize that there are coolas in halacha. The question is, do these coolas apply to this issue. So there are several shittos regarding this question. I'd like to present them all. I'm not going to pick and choose. We know there are certain factions who take different approaches. So let's just go through the different approaches and discuss them. Are there any issues that one can raise regarding these different approaches? Which is the proper approach to take? The Rav had a very famous shitta. This is the quote that Rav Shechter writes this up in Nefesh HaRav in page Kuf Tzari Aleph. The Rav felt that the Avelus of Sfira is like the Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh on a mother and a father. We know that if Chalila, a mother or father, passed away, there are three different periods of Avelus that a person has to observe. First is Shiva, that's the most stringent. Then there's Shloshim, and then there's Yud Beis Chodesh. 7 days, then 30 days, and then there's a 12-month period. So the Rav felt that the Avelus of Sfira has to be patterned after some other period. It doesn't make any sense, he claimed, that the Minig Avelus should just be a new Minig in the Velterayin created out of nothing. It has to be patterned after some other category. So to say that it's patterned after Shiva or Shloshim, that's very difficult, because there are many Chumras that we have in Shiva and Shloshim that obviously don't apply during Sfira. So he says it must be that the Minig was to pattern it after Yud Beis Chodesh. The Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12-month Avelus on father and mother, is a little bit more lenient than Shiva and Shloshim, but it is significant. There are certain Yisurim that apply then as well, like getting married, like taking haircuts. So the Rav felt that the Avelus of Sfira must be patterned after that category of Avelus on one's mother and father. As a result, the Rav felt that those individuals who shave every single day during Sfira, they would only have to wait for 1 or 2 days. After 1 or 2 days, so then they look a little bit disgraceful, they look unkempt. And just like a person with a Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent, after 1 or 2 days, if he shaves every day, so after 1 or 2 days, he looks unkempt, he's reached what we call a shear of Achi Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. It's a shear that other people would criticize him. They don't have to actually criticize him. The Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch say it's a shear. It's a shear that they would feel that he's unkempt, he's being disgraceful. They might not necessarily talk to him about it, they might not say anything. Certainly in these times they wouldn't. It's not PC to say that. But they feel uncomfortable around him because he doesn't look trim and fit. So once the shear of Achiyigar Bo Chaveirov has come, then it's mutter for him to shave. So claim the Rav, for those who shave every single day, the shear of Achiyigar Bo Chaveirov comes after 1 or 2 days. And once that shear comes, then the whole issa falls away. Again, the Rav felt that the Avelos of Sphira is connected, it's patterned after the Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh on a parent. And the din, the Issat Hasporet for Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh is only Atshiyiga Rebo Chavero. So a person who shaves every single day, the shear of Atshiyiga Rebo Chavero comes after 1 or 2 days. And once the shear comes, once the shear Ga'ara comes, so then a person is allowed to shave La'olam Void. He's allowed to go back to his regular minhag. He doesn't have to be Noeg Avelos whatsoever. That's what the Rav felt. Yes?
Every time, like, he shaves and then he has
gonna,
to wait again?
So we're going to get to that. The Rav felt not. The Rav felt that Atshiyiga Rebo Chavero is a shear in the Isser. Once Atshiyiga Rebo Chavero has been reached, so the Isser is over. And if the Isser is over, then one can shave regularly without waiting at all. That's what the Rav felt. He felt that in terms of Yud Beis Chodesh, and he therefore felt that the same should hold true for the Avelos of Sphira, because it's patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. So there are many issues that you could bring up regarding this Yisod that the Rav had. There are many questions that you could ask him. First of all, the first assumption the Rav was making, that the Shir Ga'ara for those people who shave every day is only 1 or 2 days. So this idea that the Shir of Hachiyiga Rebo Chaverov can be shorter for individuals who shave regularly, that's already quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Hilchos Avelos. The halachas of Yiluach Ba'avel are mentioned in Yerideya Simin Shin Tzadi. So in Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalet, he quotes from the Nodav Yehuda and the Chasim Sofer. Nodav Yehuda and the Chasim Sofer both assumed that for those people who shave every day, the Shir Gara is not what the Ramah says. The Ramah in Siv Dalet writes that V'shir Ga'ara Yesh Bo Plug Dov V'Nogim B'Gimel Chadoshim. Hakol HaMeisim Megaleach L'Acha Shloshim Yom Al Ovev Yalimo Atshiyiga Rebo Chaverov. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says that the Shir Ga'ara then Noe Gimel Chadoshim. 3 months. You gotta wait 3 months. Normally a person takes a haircut every month or so, every month 6 weeks. So he's gotta wait 3 months according to the minhag that the Rama quotes. That's the Shir of Atshiyiga Rebo Chaverov. So the Pesachei Tshuva writes on that Rama, Ayim Atshuvas Noda B'Yehuda Shekosav de Masha'am Rishir Gara Gimel Chadoshim Hainu Lo Elu Shemagalchim Rak Rosham Aval Lo Elu Shemagalchim Sekonam Al Yidei Misparayim Obim Meshicha Shir Gara Zman Kotziyosu. Those people who shave their beards with a scissor or with some kind of Meshicha with powder, some other thing that they smear on their face, the Shir Gara is much shorter. And he quotes the Chasam Sofer as well, saying the same thing. So we do find the Rav's idea in the Nodav Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer, but the question is, what is the Shir Ga'ara from the Chasam Sofer? If you look at the Tshuva inside, the Chasam Sofer does say that the Shir Ga'ara for those who shave regularly is 1 or 2 days. But the Nodav Yehuda doesn't say that. The Nodav Yehuda in page 4, if you look at the Tshuva inside, Afshanim Achmirim b'Shir Ga'ara v'Ramah Kosev Shlosh HaChadashim Hadav Yadua Shezel Eilu Shem Agalchim Zukhanim Rak Roshim. The Shir Ga'ara of 3 months, 3 months, that's quite a long time. Zokta Nodav Yehuda, it's only for those people who are taking a haircut. They're cutting their head here. Halo b'mdino shemagalchim zakonam tekef b'shnayim u'shlosha shavuos nim'osim ma'od. Those who shave their beards, then tekef b'shnayim u'shlosha shavuos, they're nim'osim ma'od. In 2 or 3 weeks, they become disgusting. V'hasara saktsari matzomchim b'zakonam domim kekotzim b'ineyem. Those hairs, they're like coats and like thorns, and I'm scratching all the time, they can't stand it anymore. Kanira bimeha mitzarim, like during the 3 weeks, we see people are very upset. Shemamish yom lashona nechshav, every day seems like a year to them, they can't wait until they can get that beard off. The Nodav Yehuda seems to say that the Shir Ga'ara for those people who are shaving regularly, he doesn't say kol yom, but it sounds like that's what he's talking about. The Shir Ga'ara is not a couple of days, but it's 2 or 3 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks. It means a person has to be nimas, he has to be mos, he has to be disgusting, disgraceful. Who says that a person becomes disgraceful after 2 days? It's a relative concept. Maybe in Presburg, where the Chasam Sofer was living, maybe the Shir Ga'ara taka was after 1 or 2 days. People were very annoyed if someone else was walking around without a clean shave. But it should depend on the community that the person is in. Maybe if a person is going to work in 21st century America, going to work, and he's not going to shave for 2 days, so then people look at him, they look askance, and they say, you know, it's not right. He's unkempt. But I could think of other circumstances. If a person is living in a dormitory community, They might not shave for quite a bit more than 2 days. You know, there are some who have a minig. You know, there's like a style nowadays to have a little bit of a manly look, that they have a 4 or 5 day growth on. Other people, not because of the manly look, but simply they're lazy. They don't want to shave. So from Shabbos to Shabbos, they don't shave. Very common in the dormitory. You look at a guy who is not shaven, you're not going to think twice. You just feel he probably has a couple of papers to write, so he just didn't have the time, or his shaver broke or something. So to say that automatically after 1 or 2 days a person has reached the Shir Gaara, it's not so clear at all. Not so clear at all. It should depend also on what the person is growing on his face. You know, some people, are they growing stubble, you know, it looks like my front lawn. It's not, an even stubble. It's like all over the place. So I can hear that maybe the Shir Gaara for that individual could be after 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. But someone who's got a nice full beard, you know, and it just takes time before it becomes a regular beard. But, you know, it's a nice full growth. Shir Ga'ara is going to be after 1 or 2 days. So this is the first issue that you could take with the Rav's Kula. Who says that a Shir Ga'ara, even for those individuals who shave every day, who says that the Shir Ga'ara is after 1 or 2 days? Maybe it's a little bit more. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 2 weeks. You know, if it's normal for someone to wait a week, to wait from Shabbos to shave, so that's not a Shir Ga'ara. You got to wait longer than that. A week and a half, 2 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks. Could be that it's a longer Shir. Yes?
If people do make comments, does that mean that it's hit the Shir Ga'ara?
So you can put up a sign and say, make a comment, right? I guess you could say so, but then again, it's a function of whether they're making the comment just to be funny or they're being serious or whatever. You know, if they're really serious. Yeah, I guess if they make the comment. If they make the comment, so then it's serious. What I told you before, that the Mefarshim said that they don't actually have to make the comment, it's a Shir. So that's what the Birka Yosef on the side of the Shulchan Aruch there on page 2 writes. Hamadakdakim dafkim garu mutter. Ho'im lo garu. Osir ad yud beis chodesh. Some people are medactic that they wait until someone actually is goer b'hem, until someone criticizes them. The Beki Yosef says v'heim divrei havai. He says he thinks it's wrong because it's the matir is not the geora, it's the shir. Since it's ro'oy for them to be goer, you've reached the shir, and then the issa tasperis falls away. So, but if they were goer l'chora, that would end it. That would. The Shir of Hachiyigar Bochaver certainly would be reached if the people actually do criticize the individual and they say that he's disgraceful. Yes?
If one could just shave, like trim a little bit, meaning under the neck or something, would that be any better than shaving the whole thing off? Or, meaning once you're starting to shave.
I'm not sure I understand.
Everything?
I mean, if you look disgraceful, so then there's a heter to shave. So once there's a heter to shave, then you can shave the whole thing. If there is no heter to shave, there's no heter to trim. You're saying the person looks disgraceful because he's not trimmed. But if he trimmed a little bit, even though he has a growth, he would not look disgraceful? I doubt. I think the sense of disgrace that we have is because his whole beard looks disgraceful. So I'm not sure exactly what you'd accomplish. The second issue that you can raise with the Rav... Yes, Nathan?
Does the Rav use the same process for shaving?
No, shaving on Chalamoid is a different idea. The shaving on Chalamoid, the Rav felt that if it's a tzorech of Yom Tov, so then it's mutter, perhaps it's even a chiyuv to shave. That's a little bit different. Maybe Simchas Yom Tov, or looking appropriate for Yom Tov, requires a person to shave. That's a little bit of a different concept. The second issue that you could take with the Rav, that you should bring up, is he seemed to assume that once the Shir Ga'ara is reached, so then the person can shave, he can go back to his old minhag to shave every day. If he's waited the 1 or 2 days and now it's at Shi'igar Bacharis, then he can go back to his old minhag and shave every day. That's not at all clear either. There's a machlokas haposkim regarding that. Many poskim seem to assume that the Shir Ga'ara has to be reached each and every time when a person shaves. If the Shir Ga'ara normally is 3 months, so the first three, he has to wait 3 months, then he's allowed to shave, and he has to wait another 3 months before he can shave. So if according to the Rav, the Shir Ga'ara for those people who shave every day is 1 or 2 days, so then he should have to wait 1 or 2 days. He can shave, but then he should have to wait another 1 or 2 days. This relates to the Ramah, the same Ramah in Siv Dalad there, in Yerodei Simen Shin Sari. The Ramah says, after he writes that the Shir HaShiyugah Rabo Chavev is Gimel Chodoshim, he says, B'mkom Oseilu Nogin Shemistavim Alav V'Eim Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Nogim Gimel Chodoshim, he says first, He says the minig is that the shir gar is nimel chadashim, and then he says mekamos elu we know that we don't take a haircut on a parent for 12 months. So it seems a little bit strange, right? In the beginning he says the shir gar is gimel chadashim, and then he says that there's an issa yud beis chadash. How could that be? Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right there on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says he thinks the pshat is like this. The Rama is just saying that even if you've reached the shir gar after gimel chadashim, that doesn't mean that it's mutter to shave regularly after that. You got to wait the shir gar each time. So we're knowing not to be mistaper kol yud beis chodesh unless gimel chadashim have passed. The shir gar is not a shir in the iser. The iser is yud beis chodesh. The shir gar is a matir. The shir gar is not a shir in the iser. That once the shir gar has been reached, the iser is over. No, the iser is yud beis chodesh. The shir gar is a matir. Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumes that you need the matir each and every time. Each and every time you want to be allowed to shave, but he says the Rama continues in lo letzarach gan shehichbud alav saro o shaholech bein ovde kachavim umisnavel beinayim demutel lesaper. The only exceptions are, let's say your hair is very long, it's heavy on you, it's uncomfortable, or you're going bein anochrim, you're working, you're going bein anochrim, so then it's mutter to shave. What's he saying? Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains that he means that since this shir ga'ara, the shir of shir ga'ara b'chaver is a function of the environment that the person is in, so therefore, if a person is holding bein anochim, if he's going to work, so then the shir ga'ara is going to be reached in less time. So we're not going to have an isser of kol yud beis chodesh. Maybe we won't even have an isser of gimel chadashim. Maybe the shir ga'ara won't be gimel chadashim. It'll be less than that. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to shave without the shir ga'ara. You would have to wait for the shir ga'ara. You'd have to wait for the shir ga'ara. He actually makes another point. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that if you have a suffix, what the shir ga'ara is, right? Is the shir ga'ara a shir in the iser, or is it a matir? So maybe if someone's holech ben anachrim, he can be makel to assume that it's a shir in the iser. So maybe that's the kula. If he's holech ben anachrim, maybe we can rely on the fact that the shir ga'ara is a shir in the iser, and then you don't have to wait a shir ga'ara each and every time. But if you're not holech ben anachrim, so then you really should be knowing an iser taspar is kol yud beis chodesh, meaning wait the shir ga'ara each and every time. Don't just assume that once the shir ga'ara came, you have to gimel chadashim, then it's mutter to be mistaper normally. No, you have to wait the shir ga'ara each and every time. And this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva. Rav Moshe on page 5 in Yeridein, Kuf Nun Vav, he says he thinks it's appropriate to wait the shir ga'ara kol yud beis chodesh each and every time. Im lo letzarech. If it's letzarech, so then b'chai gavna mistaper kedarko achas shehimtim shir ga'ara mishehischal aveluso. Hava b'lo tzarech min haroi lahachmer de kolashana lo yistaper b'lo ga'ara. Rav Moshe writes that if there's no tzorech, then you should wait a shir ga'ara each and every time. This is the second issue that you could take with the Rav's kula. Again, first of all, who says that the shir ga'ara is one or 2 days for those who normally shave every day? And secondly, who says that once the shir ga'ara has come, so then there's no need to wait a shir ga'ara each and every time? Maybe there is a need to wait the shir ga'ara. You don't just have a blanket heter la'olam voy once the shir ga'ara has come. Yes?
I heard also that the Rav's kula could also be a chumrah.
How?
Because if you hold that it's after your day's chodesh, it's also nisareyas.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a moment. So the third issue that you could raise with the Rav's principle is who says that the Avelus of Sphere is really patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh at all? The Rav has this linkage. He has this equation that he feels very attached to. So since Yud Beis Chodesh, the Shir is at Shiyigar Rebo Chaver, the Rav says for the Avelus of Sphere it's the same thing. But who says there's really that kind of equation? You don't see any equation in the Tur, you don't see any equation in the sources of this Avelus, so who says there's that connection? In fact, Yehuda points out that there are other dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh that don't apply to the Avelus of Sphere. L'mashal, Simchas Mireyas. One of the halachas that an Ovel during Yud Beis Chodesh is subject to is that he's not supposed to get together with his friends. He's supposed to have friendly sudos. So they talk about that on Shabbos. Is that Avelus Befer Hesia? Is that a public Avelus? If you normally get together with the friends, not to get together on Shabbos. Okay. But generally speaking, let's say people get together in the middle of the week. So during Yud-Beis Chodesh, the Avil is not supposed to get together with his friends. He's supposed to be a little bit sadder. He's not supposed to be engaged in other types of, in these kinds of simcha. So you could say the fact that the Torah says that it's also laharbos besimcha, maybe simchas mereis is also during sphere as well, but you don't see any source for that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have anything about that. And Poshup Shah, the poskim, would say that it's mutter during sphere. You could get together as long as you don't have music and dancing and other things. Those are other isurim of sphere, which we'll get to mitzvah. But as long as you don't do other things that you're not supposed to do during sphere, l'chara, the getting together itself is not an issue. And yet, in the middle of Yud-Beis Chodesh, the Avel is not supposed to do that. So isn't that a raya that the Avelus of Sphere is not like the Avelus of Yud-Beis Chodesh? What's more, the Rav assumes that Shir Ga'ara for the Avelus of Sphere is the same as for regular Avelus. Achir Ga'arabuch Avel means if a person is unkempt, if his beard is disgraceful, so then that is the shear of Yigar Bochaver, and then he's allowed to shave. One could suggest that maybe the Avelus of Sphira is totally different. Maybe the Avelus of Sphira is not like Yud Beis Chodesh for a different reason. Yud Beis Chodesh is a private Avelus. Avelus of Sphira is a public Avelus. Avelus de Rabbin. Avelus de Rabbin might be a totally different concept. Maybe the idea of Ge'ara is a relative concept. It's relative to the other people that you're walking around. The Avel who's unkempt, whose beard is disgraceful, and he's walking around other people who are shaving their beard, so that Avel has reached the shear of Yigar Bochaber, maybe he has a heter to shave his beard. But if we're talking about Avelus de Rabbim, like Sphira, so maybe we shouldn't say that the shear Ga'ara has arrived. There's going to be Yigar Bochaberov if the friends are also walking around with an unshaven face? L'chara, Yigar Bochaver should be a relative concept. So if everyone is walking around in this way, if everyone isn't camped, so then the Ovel is not Moos either. It's not Nevel, it's not disgraceful. So it's definitely understandable. If someone's Holech ben Anachrim, if he's going to work, the Nachrim are not growing beards. So it is a Nevel among the Nachrim, so we can readily understand that maybe the Shira of Yigar Bochaverov has arrived, even though the Nachrim are not called Chaveirim, but in the context, in the environment that he's in, a Shir Ga'ara has come. Well, let's say a person is not going to work. Let's say he's in a dormitory community. Maybe the Shir of Yigar Bochaveirov doesn't arrive Bichlal for 2, 3, 4 weeks. I mean, everyone is walking around with a growth. So if everyone is walking around with a growth, maybe we can't say that it's Yigar Bochaveirov. This idea that Avelus de Rabbim is somewhat relative, we find in a different context as well. The Ramah Novos Tisha B'Av in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph talks about wearing Big Day Shabbos b'Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, questions are you allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos, nice Big Day Shabbos. So the Ramah in Sif Aleph in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, he passes that one is not allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. Because in Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to wear begadim miguhatzim, iron freshly laundered clothing, and Big Day Shabbos are chashuva clothing as well. So therefore, one is not allowed to wear those clothing during Shabbos Chazon. That's what the Rama writes. The Radvaz is Akasha. This is quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Oz Dalet there. The Radvaz is, how could that be? How could you say that you're not going to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon? Isn't that Avelus Befarhesia? The Avelus of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is Noeg on Shabbos? Isn't that Avelus Befarhesia? That's the Radvaz Kash. The Aruch HaShulchan answers, maybe in the time of the Ramah, they wore the same clothes on Shabbos and during the week. They wore the same suit. It's just that the ones of Shabbos were more expensive. So it wasn't really nicker that you're being knowing Avelus. What the Ramah is saying is, since this is like a Dovah Shevetzino, you know what's your expensive suit and what's not your expensive suit. So for you, it's going to be Avelus. So you should be knowing not to wear Big Day Shabbos for Shabbos Chazon. But for someone else, it's not Avelus for Faresi, because they don't notice that you're wearing something different. The Aruch HaShulchan says they wore the same thing. They wore the same basic, you know, the same suit that you wear in the middle of the week. You could wear on Shabbos, so you know that I have a special suit for Shabbos. But the Olam doesn't know that you have a special suit for Shabbos. So maybe that's the Ramah's Chumrah, that you shouldn't wear your special suit for Shabbos that's not available for Feretz. So therefore, there's an issur to wear b'Shabbos Chazal. The Orchis Chaim, the Spinka Gaon, one of the Achronim, he has a different answer. He says maybe the idea is even if everyone knows that you're wearing something special, you're not wearing the normal Shabbos Dika suit. You're wearing a lower quality suit, and it's clear. Let's say the minig is to wear long on Shabbos. Sometimes people wear a kapota on Shabbos. They wear a longer coat on Shabbos. And during the week, they'll only wear a shorter coat. So everyone knows that you're wearing a diff. If you wear a shorter coat on Shabbos Chazon, everyone knows that you're noig avelus. The Orchis Chaim says, nevertheless, it's not a problem because this is avelus the rabbim, and nihug avelus in front of other avelim is not called avelus beferhesi. And he brings a very interesting raya. The Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Avelus, Yeredei and Simin Shin Ayin Tes, Sif Dalid, Shulchan Aruch points out that when Avelim eat together and they bench together, there's a special Birchas Avelim, a special bracha that they add to the Birchas Amozik. So what's the rule? Do you say a Birchas Avelim on Shabbos? If there are Gimel Avelim, if there are three Avelim eating together, do you say a Birchas Avelim on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredei, there in Shin Ayin Tes Dalid, he says yes. If there are three Avelim that are eating together, if it's less than three, they don't make a Birchas Avelim. But if there are three, so then they make a Birchas Avelim even on Shabbos. How could that be? Isn't it Avelus b'Farhesia? It's up the Orchis Chaim. No, it's not Avelus b'Farhesia because Avelus is a function of the environment that the person is in. Avelus b'Farhesia means I'm doing something different than the rest of the people around. But if I'm doing the same thing as the other people, if we're all Avelim, so then that's not Avelus b'Farhesia. Since all of Klal Yisrael are Avelim during Shavuot Shechavu Tishabav, so it's not Avelus b'Farhesia, he claims, to be Noeg Avelus, to wear a different cloak, to wear a different suit on Shabbos Chazon. Even if it's not the Shabbos Dika cloak, that would not be Avelus b'Farhesia, because Avelus b'Farhesia means I'm doing something different than everyone else. But if we're all doing it the same, maybe that's not called Avelus b'Farhesia. So in a similar way, maybe you could say that you can't call something a Shir Ga'ara. Person is having a growth on his face. Is that called a Shir Ga'ara if everyone else is walking around that way? Perhaps not. Perhaps we shouldn't say that it's called a Shir Ga'ara because no one is going to criticize you, since the same way that you would that they would criticize you, you could criticize them. Ga'ara is a relative concept. So if everyone is observing this Avelus, so then maybe the whole Shir Ga'ara falls away. Okay? So there are four different issues that you could raise with the Rav's Kula. First of all, it's not so clear that even for those people who shave every day that the Shir Ga'ara should be 1 or 2 days. Maybe it should be a little bit longer for different reasons as we discussed. Secondly, even if Ga'ara is after 1 or 2 days, it could be that according to some poskim, you should have to wait the Shir Ga'ara each and every time in order to be Matir Tasparis. You shouldn't just say that after the Shir Ga'ara has come, it's over, the whole Avelus is over, and you don't have to be careful with the Shir Ga'ara. That's point number two. Point number three, who says that the Avelus of Svir is patterned after the Avelus of Yubes Chodesh? Maybe it's totally different. It's a different minig, so it shouldn't be governed by the same principles. And finally, who says that by Avelus the Rabbim, there's a Shir Ga'ara b'chlal? Maybe Shir Ga'ara is really just a relative concept, and just like we find that Avelus b'Farhesia doesn't apply when we're talking about a public Avelus, maybe the Shir Ga'ara shouldn't apply in a public Avelus either. Questions? I saw a hand up.
Yehuda? Yeah. I don't know.
Saying there are two minhagim in Svira. So some people would be goer in those who keep the first minhag of Svira. So some people would be goer in them. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. Interesting point. I'm not sure. Depends on the yeshiva, right? Okay. This is one approach. The rav was one approach in terms of the issur tashparis during Svira. There are others who claim that even if we won't go as far as the rav to say that we could follow Achiyuga Rebo Chaveirov and shave after 1 or 2 days. But some want to say that Lechvot Shabbos, maybe it's Mutter. And maybe even Chayiv. Maybe a person is Chayiv to shave during Sphere Lechvot Shabbos. Where did they get this from, this Heter of Kvot Shabbos? It's a Mishnah in Taimus, at first glance. The Mishnah talking about the Avelus of the 3 weeks, the 9 days. So the Mishnah on page 8 says Shabbos Shechal Tishba Bios Besocha Asim Elasaper Melachabes Zubachamishim Mutarin Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos. Medina de Gemara, Medina de Mishnah, the real Isra of Shavua Shechal Tishba, the week of Tishba, is tasporis and kivus. One is not allowed to shave, to cut one's hair, and do laundry. But on that issa medina de gemara, the Mishnah says v'chamishi it's mutter mitnei kvod haShabbos. The covered Shabbos is docha. Covered Shabbos says it's mutter. What does that mean v'chamishi? What are we talking about? So Rashi there explains that v'chamishi mutarin if Tisha B'Av falls out erev Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. So then one is allowed to be mechabes on chamishi v'Shabbos on Thursday, the day before. Tosis goes even further. Tosis is a tremendous chiddush on the next daf. Tosis says even if Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, one is allowed to do kibbutz on Tisha B'Av l'chavot Shabbos. Wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. Rashi doesn't go so far. On Tisha B'Av maybe it's aser, but if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, which I don't know if it does it really? Does it do that? I don't know if it does. But if it were to fall out on Friday, so then this Poshub Shad is b'chamishi it's mutter because of Fod Shabbos. Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're not going to have the time to do laundry before Shabbos, so therefore you can do the laundry on Thursday. So the impression you get is that there are certain kulas l'chvot Shabbos. The Hagos Sashri on that Gemara Tainus quotes from the Yor Zerua that this heter mishum kvot Shabbos is only for kibbutz, not for tasporis. That, after all, seems to be what Rashi there also says. B'chamishi mutarin, b'chal Tisha B'Av b'erev Shabbos, mutarin l'chabes b'chamishi. The Yor Zerua is working together with the Rashi. The heter is only for kibbutz. Only to do laundry, but not for tasporis. Why not for tasporis? So the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph explains, he thinks what the Yor Zerua means is since people don't always take haircuts every week, so it's not such a bizayon for Kvod Shabbos if they won't take a haircut this week, so they'll wait till Sunday. It's not such a big deal. Right, the stomach person took a haircut just a couple of weeks before, three weeks before, so it's not such a bizarre for Shabbos that they're not going to take a haircut. So therefore, it's not mutter mipnei kvod Shabbos. Kibbutz is mutter mipnei kvod Shabbos. They didn't have 3 weeks worth of clothing or 9 days worth of clothing. It was hard for them. So kibbutz was mutter mipnei kvod Shabbos, but the haircut is not going to be mutter. Zokta chasam sofer, according to the Magen Avraham, what should come out is that he must only be talking about taking a haircut. But shaving? The Chasam Sofer says, since a person is manuvel from the shaving, Chasam Sofer in Freshberg, they used to shave regularly. So the Chasam Sofer says, he thinks, L'chot Shabbos, it should be mutter to shave, perhaps a chiyuv to shave. Because it's one thing to say that it's not a bizayon of Shabbos not to take a haircut, because what's the big deal? He doesn't take a haircut before every Shabbos anyway. But shaving? People do shave every week. They shave even more than every week. So there, the Chasam Sofer says, he thinks that the Yor Zerua would claim that Tasporas Hazokon, shaving, is Bechlal Kibbutz, it's the same thing as Kibbutz, and that would Taka be Mutter Mipnei Kvod Shabbos. That's the Chasam Sofer's understanding of the Magen Avraham's Yor Zerua. Yes?
Why
can't
you say that the laundry is different because the thicker symptom is only when you're wearing it, and you're actually waiting on Shabbos, which is having a
fishing boat? The reality is, we assume that there's an Issa Kibbutz as well, meaning
right.
if you do Kibbutz.
I'm not saying that there isn't, I agree that there's, but there's.
The Iker is wearing it.
Yeah. Iker Simcha is wearing it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only reason that we have the Heter of Kavod Shabbos. The shaving, there's Iker Simcha is right when you shave.
I think this Simcha continues when you shave. It continues onto Shabbos, and that's the whole point. You'll
right.
do the Simcha on Shabbos.
I agree that the Simcha is also on Shabbos.
Right.
By Kibbutz,
uh-huh.
The Iker Simcha is on Shabbos as opposed to the points of the.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. So this seems like a good Heter. If in Shavuot Shechalbo, even Shavuot Shechalbo, it's mutter mibnei kvod Shabbos, so then during the Avelos HaSfira, l'chorot should be mutter mibnei kvod Shabbos as well? And don't tell me that Dafka Kibbutz is mutter and not Tasporis. No, that's only haircuts. Haircuts are not included, because haircuts is not such a tzorech. But shaving is much more of a tzorech. It'd be a design of kvod Shabbos if a person doesn't shave before Shabbos. So maybe we should say, based on the Yor Zerua, that during the Avelos HaSfira as well, one should be allowed to shave before Shabbos. So I think there are questions that you can raise about this kula as well. First of all, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin like this Mishnah? Do we paskin like the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that b'chamishi is mutar mipnei kvod haShabbos. Is that really true? So the Ramah right there in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. V'anu nogin l'hachmer b'chol zeh metchilas rosh chodesh ad achar hatainus. All the dinim of the 9 days. All the dinim of Shavuot Shechalbo that the Mechaber mentions. The Svardim are much more makel in these Avelos, in these Dine Avelos. They hold it only a Pasha Voshachabo. So the Ramah says, well, no way, throughout the 9 days, to have all these Dine Avelos. Im lo l'tzarech mitzvah, etc. Avo b'tishba v'atzmo, v'sil v'ashlevanim, yeah. V'chein l'chvot Shabbos, he says, lo v'shim klei pishtan, metzien levanim k'mo b'shar Shabbosos. L'chvot Shabbos, the Ramah writes that one is allowed to wear klei pishtan. The Magen Avraham in Sifkot Yud Dalid quotes from the Darke Moshe that it sounds like it's mutter not only to be lovesh the kelim mechubasim, to be lovesh the klei pishtan, but you can do kibbutz as well lechvod Shabbos. Right? It sounds from the Rama that one can even do the kibbutz as well, but from the Darke Moshe. The Darkei Moshe, this is quoted by the Magen Avraham. Mechitza hayolano lahati be'er Shabbos mikavacham the kibbutz she'asim midina. Kibbutz is asim midina va'afilu achi mutar lechvod Shabbos kavacham be'brechitza. So therefore, you should be able to wash as well erev Shabbos lechvod Shabbos. Ela shenagu iser afilu be'rechitza. The lashon of the Darkei Moshe is that they would know again iser, even though rechitza should be mutar kavacham from kibbutz. That kibbutz is asa medina, the Gemara, the Mishnah has it, and nevertheless, lechvod Shabbos is mutter. Rechitza is not asa medina, the Gemara, it certainly should be mutter lechvod Shabbos. But the Darkei Moshe concludes, nagu iser afilu berechitza. Zok the Magen Avraham, sounds like they were knowing an iser in kibbutz as well. Sounds like they were knowing an iser in kibbutz as well. Meaning there's a minig, even if me'ikar adin kibbutz would be mutter, but from the Darkei Moshe, the impression you get is that they were knowing an iser. Kibbutz and Isser Rechitza. That's the minik. So it's interesting that the Ramah doesn't quote that minik. The Ramah says it's mutter to wear mechubasim lechvod Shabbos, but the Magen Avraham says, look at the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says, yeah, me'ikar adin it's mutter, but the minik is to be machmir. The minik is to be machmir. So the minik is to be machmir during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, not to wear freshly laundered clothes even for Shabbos, according to the Darkei Moshe of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's Darkei Moshe, maybe during the Avelos of Spiro also, this whole idea of Kvod Shabbos, maybe that minig, the minig is to be machmer, not to be mekel for Kvod Shabbos. So even though Me'ikar Adin, from the Mishnah you get the impression that you should be able to be mekel for Kvod Shabbos, it's not clear that the minig is like that. That's issue number one. Meaning, even if you link the Avelos of Sfira to the Avelos of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, who says even in Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av there's the minig to be mekel lechvod Shabbos? The Mishnah says they were mekel lechvod Shabbos, but who says that the minig is like that? That's issue number one. What's more, we find specifically regarding the Avelos of Sfira, there are hints in the Mefarshim that we're not mekel when it comes to kvod Shabbos. The Moshel, the Ramah, in Tav Tzadi Gimel Siv Beis, quotes from the Marivayel that if Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, one is allowed to take a haircut on Friday lechvod Shabbos. That's what the Ramah quotes from the Marivayel. If Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, so then we don't wait till Sunday by day to take the haircut. We take the haircut erev Shabbos lechvod Shabbos. So what's pshat? So as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the problem is we're afraid it's a bizayin for Shabbos. What, you're going to wait until Sunday to take a haircut? It's inappropriate. It's a bizayin for Shabbos. So if you're going to take the haircut on Sunday anyway, you should be marked in the haircut for Friday, lechvod Shabbos. That's what the Marivayel is saying. The impression you get is that if Lag BaOmer fell out on Monday, you wouldn't take a haircut on Shabbos. You'd wait for Monday. But it's still a lechvod Shabbos to take the haircut. Imagine if you're knowing the first minute of Sfira. So Lag BaOmer is falling out on Monday. That's the 33rd day of the Yom. So Friday is the 30th day of the Omer, right? Shabbos is 31, and Sunday is 32, and Lag BaOmer is 33. So after 30 days of the Omer, you're not going to look disgraceful. Mustama, you will. The beard is not going to grow that much over the next day, and yet you're going to take a haircut on Sunday. You're not going to take a haircut lechvod Shabbos. So apparently, it's not that the haircut is mutter lechvod Shabbos. The pshat is that it's a bizayin of Shabbos to delay the haircut until Sunday. If you were going to take the haircut immediately after Shabbos, then you should be mocking to take the haircut before Shabbos, because it's the design of Shabbos to wait until after Shabbos to take the haircut. But it's not that the haircut is mutter lechvod Shabbos. What's more, the Mishnah Berurah there, in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel Sifkot Hei, points out that if Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, So then, even those who are knowing the first minhag of Svira, they take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Why? Mishum demitosfa simcha yisera. There's an extra simcha. Rosh Chodesh are coupled with Shabbos, it's an extra simcha, so therefore we take a haircut Erev Shabbos, lichvot Shabbos. So what does that mean? It sounds like if there's a tosefa simcha, if I have simcha of Rosh Chodesh plus Shabbos, so then I will take a haircut Erev Shabbos, lichvot Shabbos. But without that, Rosh Chodesh does not fall out on Shabbos this year, right? Rosh Chodesh is on Wednesday and Thursday, so then it sounds like you don't take a haircut lichvot Shabbos. So what? Are all these poskim talking about people who don't really take haircuts? They don't shave normally, so for them it's not. They haven't reached the level of Geara. Pashup Shad is that kvot Shabbos is not a matir, meaning the minig accepted was a minig not to take a haircut. And that minhag stands, whether you've reached a Shir Ga'ara, you haven't reached a Shir Ga'ara, whether there is Kvot Shabbos, not Kvot Shabbos. Shabbos comes and goes, that is true. Kvot Shabbos over here apparently doesn't play a role. That's the Pashup Shat. So there are those who are Mekel Kvot Shabbos. I'm not saying no. There are those who are Mekel, based on Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah, but others claim no. From the Poskim, the words of the Poskim, in these halachas and Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel, the impression you get is that Kvot Shabbos is not going to be a matir. So what's the only other kula to shave? So that's what some claim. The only other kula is to shave in Mokom Hefsimah. That's Reb Moshe's kula on page 12 in the Igus Moshen Arachayim Tzimikuv Beis. Reb Moshe writes, Giluach b'mei Sfira b'ein HaMetzarim b'mokom Hefsid. Both b'ein HaMetzarim during the 3 weeks and during Sfira, what's the het there? Echad osik beizim mischa lemalacha shim lo yistaper as the kana b'mei asfira u'biyamashu ben yitzayim b'tamaz l'tishva v'yilo hefzid mamon oz muter ki lo nogu b'makom hefzid. Reb Moshe says that b'makom hefzid the minig never apply, so if it's going to be b'makom hefzid then it's muter. But he continues that b'shavu shachal bo tishva, then since it's also medina de gemara, then you shouldn't be matir. So that's the minig that many have, that b'shavu shachal bo tishva they don't take a haircut, they don't shave. And this could sometimes be a big chumrah. Let's say a person, let's say Tishba falls out on a Thursday. That could be a very big chumrah. If you assume Medina de Gemara, Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav, one can't take a haircut, so then one can't shave. So then even if a person is going to work, he's working in a top-flight law firm, and Tishbav is on Thursday, he can't shave that whole week. Right? Reb Moshe says, if it's also Medina de Gemara, then there's no head to shave. It's only something that's not us in Medina de Gemara, so then the minig was only said if there's no hefsid. But the makam hefsid, the minig wasn't said. So that's it's a kula and a chumra. So based on this, during Sfira, for those who are working, Reb Moshe would say that one is allowed to shave because it is b'makam hefsid. But for someone who's in yeshiva, Reb Moshe would say that there's no heter to shave because it's not b'makam hefsid. I mean, a person could say if he's giving a speech and the teacher is going to look askance at him if he has a beard, so maybe it's b'makam hefsid. I don't know. Okay. So in such extenuating circumstances, a person could ask a shayla. But generally speaking, according to this approach, a person probably should not shave if he's just in yeshiva or in college or something. If he's not in a workplace where there'll be some kind of hefsid, if he doesn't shave, lechora it's probably better not to shave. So these are the three different approaches. Either that one is allowed to shave immediately after 1 or 2 days when he normally shaves, and once he shaves, then he's allowed to go l'olam void. He's allowed to shave normally, and he doesn't have to be concerned about the shir ga'ara. Or a person can be mekel l'chot Shabbos, or one shouldn't even be mekel l'chot Shabbos, but the makom hefsid, there is a kula. Chaim.
If someone relies on Rav Moshe's head to shave during the week because they're working, mm-hmm. would that person also, should they shave Erev Shabbos? On the one hand, you could say that if you're shaving during the week and then it comes to Shabbos, you're going to look unkempt. It's not so nice, so it looks like you're treating.
Why is he not shaving on Friday for work? He's not going to work on Friday?
No, let's say Erev Shabbos, meaning let's say he shaves Thursday night, or Wednesday night. He tries to do it, meaning should you try to do it as minimal as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you do it Wednesday night, and then mm-hmm. it's Friday, and now it's Erev Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I don't need to shave until Sunday night, technically, because I'm not going to work till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So should he shave Erev Shabbos because he should treat now Shabbos with that cover, or should you say no? He doesn't want to shave during the week. He could shave, he can't because he has a tzemakam hafsid. So Shabbos, when he can't practice this minhag of not shaving, he should.
Reb Moshe would probably say b'makam hafsid you can shave, but if it's not b'makam hafsid, there's no heter to shave. You're concerned about kvot Shabbos, but this avelis is not subject to kvot Shabbos. The kavod of Shabbos is to be knowing this minig not to shave. I don't think it's Rav Moshe. He feels funny. What does he feel funny
for? I don't know. He's shaving for work, but he's not shaving for Shabbos.
He's shaving for Hefzid. He's not shaving for work. Shaving for Hefzid. Mm-hmm. That's what he's shaving for. Yehuda?
Why do you compare it to the Bible we're calling out on Sunday? That you say that in a case where it looks like he's selling for Shabbos, so that enough and not me, there's no cover Shabbos, but in a case where it looks like there's selling for Shabbos, like in this case where you're shaving every single morning.
Shaving every single morning, but you're not shaving for Shabbos, and then it looks strange.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it might feel strange also.
Uh-huh. Design for Shabbos means that I wanna make my shaving earlier. Instead of waiting, I'll make the shaving earlier. But I'm not gonna shave on Sunday, I'm gonna shave on Monday morning. Right? You probably should not shave on Sunday. If you were going to work on Sunday, let's say someone is going to work on Sunday and he has to shave, so then maybe you should shave lechol Shabbos, you're right. But if you're waiting for Monday, so then you're not gonna shave immediately after Shabbos, then lechol you should wait till Monday morning and shave then. And it wouldn't be a design for Shabbos. Okay, another minig in Sfira is not to listen to music. There's this minig that's floating around not to listen to music. What's the source of this minig? So it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Magen Avraham. To point out, the Magen Avraham writes that there's an Issur Rikudim during Sfira, when it's not supposed to dance during Sfira. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that it's a kolshken that one should not play music, fast songs, it's no worse than dancing, because the fast songs get you to dance. So technically speaking, playing slow songs, you know, to have a tape of slow songs, l'chara during Sfira, should not really be so much of an issue, because it's not going to get you to dance. Maybe it'll get you to shuckle a little bit, but you know, it's not going to get you to feel some sense of levedikait. So l'chara, if the whole issur of listening to music is because of rikudim, it should be mutter. It should be mutter to listen to slow music. What's more, some have pointed out to listen to classical music. Most people don't get up and dance to classical music. There are many people who don't even like classical music. So if you don't like it, it's definitely mutter. But even if you enjoy classical music, it's a different kind of music. It doesn't get you to dance. L'chora, that should be mutter as well. Others have pointed out that to listen to music, if a person is involved in some kind of work, and it's very difficult for him to work without having music in the background. You know, a dentist or something. So dentists try to play, you know, music without instruments now. Right? That's the latest wave. That's the latest rage, I should say. A cappella music. So they take off, you know, I don't know, the dental slow music that they normally listen to, and they play something else during the Sfira. But technically speaking, I'm not sure it's necessary to do that. You know, if it's slow music and it just helps a person work. I'm sorry?
If you're
driving and you're stuck in traffic. So, you know, if music is good enough for you to solve your tension from the traffic, you're pretty good. But if it does help a little bit to absorb some of the tension, relieve some of the tension, the chorot should be mutter. Because again, you know, most people are not going to get up and dance when they're sitting in the car. They don't, you know. I guess it depends how uppity the music is. The point is that a person should not be listening to music that's going to get him to dance. That's l'chora the issue. Yes?
What about having an exciting tish with the Rebbe on a Friday night during Sfira?
100% mutter. Chiyuv. Mitzvah. Do you want to schedule one? There's no instrumentation there. It's only singing.
You're gonna dance.
No, I wouldn't dance. Oh, dancing on Shabbos? Yes. No, I wouldn't dance. There are those who claim you shouldn't be dancing on Shabbos anyway. But during Sfira, I would try to avoid dancing on Shabbos. I don't think so. I don't think that's a good idea.
So no
tish
for Rebbe then.
Right. So what's the din of this a cappella music? Right, everyone buys an a cappella tape during Sfira, and they listen to it because there are no instruments. There are fake instruments sometimes on these tapes, right? Someone's mouthing a drum or something. So some of the poskim say that if the tape is digitally manipulated, you know, by computer, they have ways of changing voices and enhancing voices so that a person who's mimicking a drum, they mamish can make it sound like a drum. So it's very hard to say that that's not a musical instrument. That's an instrument. You're making an instrument with the digital enhancement. That should be a problem as well. Listening to a tape where all you have is singing, that's it. Singing harmony, that's all. Chara during Sfira, that should be mutter, because it's just singing. Just like you can sing, you can listen to a tape of singing. There's no There's no instrument there whatsoever. But to listen to a tape where they've enhanced the voices to the extent that some people say, it's just a cappella, there are no instruments, that question indicates that there's somewhat of a problem there. It's probably better to try to avoid those kinds of tapes. Yes? That's a good point. But I think the assumption is that if all you hear are voices, so then there's no concern that that's going to lead to the dancing. If you have instrumentation, so just like the Aruch HaShulchan says that Klei Zemer should be also because it's going to lead to the dancing, so too any digitally enhanced recording should be similar to Klei Zemer. Once it's similar to Klei Zemer, maybe it's Bechlal the Minig. Maybe it's Bechlal the Minig because it's similar to Klei Zemer. Okay. What's the rule in terms of Minhag? Yes, David?
Yeah.
If someone has a l'chaim, you could sing songs, but you shouldn't be dancing. There shouldn't be any dancing during that l'chaim during Sfira. So what's the rule of the different minhagim of Sfira? Let's say someone is knowing the first minhag of Sfira, and his friend is knowing the second minhag, and they want to get married during the time that's mutter for them, but it's Sfira for the other people. So is that mutter? Can a friend go to the chasana of his colleague if he's getting married? Let's say the friend is getting married after Lag BaOmer, and the guest is knowing the second minhag of Sfira, so can he go? So the Chasam Sofer actually has an etshuva that one is not allowed to go, that you have to be knowing your minhag of Sfira, and you can't go to the chasana of the other individual. Reb Moshe has another tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nutes where he thinks it shouldn't be a problem. And he brings a very interesting raya. He says, the Shulchan Aruch writes beferish that on Lag BaOmer it's mutter to get married, even for those people who are knowing the second minhag of Sfira. Reb Moshe says, but does that mean that they get married on Lag BaOmer and then for the week of Sheva Brachas you can't sing and dance with them? He says, Mistama, all the guests can sing and dance with the Chasana Kala after the Sheva Brachas. What's the heter to dance with the chasana kala? And he's assuming that you're allowed to dance with them. So what's the heter to sing and dance with the chasana kala after the actual chasana? It must be that once it's mutter for the chasana kala to be mesameach each other, so then it's mutter for the invited guests to be mesameach each other as well, to be mesameach the chasana kala too. So if it's mutter for the week of Shavuot Brachos, it should certainly be mutter for the chasana as well. Reb Moshe says he thinks based on that there should be no problem with going to the chasana. The individual who is making the chasana, obviously he should make it during a time that's not Sfira for him, but any of his friends who are coming to the chasana, even if they know like the other minhag of Sfira, should be mutter. Now that's not matir you to shave for the chasana. Sometimes a person feels uncomfortable, he's going to his friend's chasana, he feels his growth is quite long. But so what? You can be mesameach chasan v'kala just as easily, even if you have a long growth. And everyone else is not going to be shaving either. So there is no heter to shave. Someone might ask, but let's say I'm supposed to be part of the pictures. You know, I'm one of the groomsmaids or the bride. Well, the bridesmaids, I hope you're not going to be. But I'm one of the groomsmaids, and I'm going to be part of the pictures. I don't know. I'm not so into that idea anyway. What the groomsmaids have to be part of the pictures? I think it's better not to shave for the chasana. You can go to the chasana. You can go to the chasana, dance. You can play instruments. You can sing, and you could be a batchan at the chasana. No problem. But to shave, I think it's probably better not to. Yeah. Question? Michael, ask a question.
Yeah. But if we want to say that this time is parallel to Avelus,
yeah,
then if you look unkempt for a wedding, shouldn't you be able to shave? Like if it's,
what do you mean? If it's like Avelus, the Avel is not allowed to go to a wedding.
No, but I'm saying if one can shave at a point where somebody says to you, the Shigara, that you look unkempt.
You know, if a person is going to a chasana, so he looks unkempt even with less. He's saying once it's achigra bochaver, so then it should be mutter to shave.
If you want to make the parallel, then
right. But according to the Rav, he would be allowed to shave anyway. I'm assuming that the din of achigra bochaver doesn't apply in Meis Sfira. So if you assume like that, if you hold like the Rav, there's no question. You hold like the Rav, it should be mutter to shave. Sure. Right. But if you don't hold like the Rav, so then maybe you shouldn't be able to shave for this field. Yes.
Maybe just explain the
Rav Moshe says that if I am going to, if I'm going to be Mesameach HaChasen V'Kala, so if the Chasen V'Kala are allowed to get married during this particular period of time, so maybe that's a heta for me too. It's a heta for me to dance. The only way to be Mesameach them is to dance, so therefore it's mutter for me to dance as well. And its raya is that if on Lag Ba'Omer it's mutter to get married, and then you have a week of Shavuot Brachos after that, and Mestama, this is his big Mestama, Mestama, one is allowed to dance with the Chasen V'Kala during the week of Shavuot Brachos to be Mesameach them, even though it might be sphere for you, if you hold the second minute, so l'chora, you see that as long as it's mutter for the chasen and kala to be mesameach to dance things here, it should be mutter for me as well.
Yeah.
How about shechiyanu? Reciting a shechiyanu during sphere. So this is an interesting idea. It's somewhat of a misnomer. Some people claim that you can't make a shechiyanu during sphere. Just like during the 3 weeks, many have a minute not to make Shachiyanu, so therefore during Sphere they say the same thing. It's not absolutely so crazy. There's a Sefer Leket Yosher from a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. He says that Taka you should not make a Shachiyanu during Sphere. The Mishnah Berurah, though, in Sifkot and Beis, quotes from the Maimon Mordechai that it's Mutter. And he says that the minig developed because people compare the 3 weeks to Sphira. Right? He says, but it's not really the same. The 3 weeks is a Zman of Puranas. The reason why we don't make a Shachiyanu the 3 weeks is because it's a Zman of Puranas, and to say Shachiyanu v'kiyimanu v'yiyanu lazman hazeh, I mean, it's nice to be alive during that time, but to say that it's something great to arrive at this time, maybe that's not the best thing to do, because it's a Zman of Puranas. But Sphira is not a Zman of Puranas. We observe Avelis during Sphira, but it's not a Zman of Puranas. So to claim that you can't make a Shachiyanu during Sphira, the Maimon Mordechai thinks that that's a little bit too much. And there are many poskim who say that it's a misnomer, that really there's no reason that you can't make a Shachiyanu during the days of Sphira. Because it's not quite the same. Every minig is different. The 3 weeks is its own Avelis, Sphira is its own Avelis, Yud Beis Chodesh might also be its own Avelis. We don't necessarily have to compare all of the different periods. And if we distinguish, if we understand what everything is based on, if the concept that we don't make Shachiyanu during particular periods of time is because it's a Zman of Puranas, so Sphira is not a Zman of Puranas. It's not a great time. It's a time of mourning, but since it's not a Zman of Puranas, maybe Shachiyanu could be recited during that particular time.